These are the conversations I wished I had when I first started my company. The journey, the learning, the pitfalls, the lessons, and the successes have all been worth it. But when I was seeking a high-level woman to mentor me in the beginning, it seemed impossible. As a woman, leadership can be a lonely place. When you have the desire to build something bigger than anyone else can imagine, then you feel the push of the glass ceiling and gender expectations bearing down on you as you try to push your way to the top. As women, I believe that we need male mentors to help us build our confidence. But we also need women in leadership to show us how to balance the expectations. I now realize that we can have it all. It took me almost 10 years to come to that realization. We can have everything we desire, but not at the same time. In my career, I have had to make some harsh personal choices that continue to impact my family. I had to give up the notion that there is a real work-life balance for high-level women. My new method is to do what are in my core strengths first, admit the things that I cannot do next, and delegate the things that will slow me down for my purpose last. Therefore, I cannot be super mom, super wife, and super CEO at the same time. Once you raise the bar around you and create categories for your gifts, the universe will reward you for being honest with yourself. Being a leader is tough, yet rewarding. Do not approach it unless you are ready for a high level of sacrifice and commitment. The women in this compilation have achieved great success while making sacrifices. I am honored that I experienced these conversations, and I am grateful for their transparency to share their journey with you. I believe that women need to hear how high-level women make the leap to extraordinary success. Welcome to Conversations with Women CEOs and Leaders.